Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
All right, I want to welcome everyone to our home church today. I tell you, I think this is an interesting thing, is that the Lord has us in our houses for church. We can't go to church because we never should have went to church. The church is in us. But God said, hey, if you won't go, I'll bring it to you. So I tell you, some of us haven't been going to church, but looky here, today we're here, we're in church. I want to preach on a topic today that's pretty short, won't take long. It's called, You Can't Handle the Truth. Wow. You can't handle the truth. You've probably heard that statement in a famous movie by Jack Nicholson when he was being drilled on the witness stand and the man was really pressuring him to give the truth. And his response was, you can't handle the truth. And I tell you, I think that was a true statement. As we take a look at it via God's word, we'll see if that's a true statement. The scripture I want to open up today with is John chapter 8, verse 32. John chapter 8, verse 32. And it reads this way. It says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Wow. In order for us to know the truth, we have to understand what truth is, or the better word is, who truth is. Now we know that truth is Jesus Christ. Jesus answers this question in John chapter 14, verse 6. We all know this because we quote it all the time. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. See, in order to know the truth, we must know Jesus Christ. Now, why is truth so important? Truth is important because the devil tries to deceive us. The devil tried to deceive us. We know this started in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, when Eve was deceived in doubting God. When the serpent told Eve, he said, ye shall not surely die. I'm telling you today that when God says don't do something, we better not do it. Because he knows something that we don't know. And when he set this in place and told them, in the day that ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die. And then that serpent, that wicked one, Satan, get Eve saying, ye shall not surely die. He deceived her in doubting God. All deception is to get us to doubt God, even the existence of God himself. Here's what the Bible says about Satan in John chapter 8, verse 44. Listen to what it says about Satan. It says, ye are of your father the devil. The lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and get this, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Wow. So should we be listening to Satan? No, because he is a liar, and the Bible says he is the father of a lie. Now last week we talked about the signs of the end of the time and when Jesus Christ was going to return. And one of the first things Jesus told us is, he says, be not deceived. Now I just wonder, why did Jesus start off with telling us?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.